This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin on this Thursday where the money is. Big Wall Street banks start reporting second quarter earnings tomorrow. JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo lead the way. Others will come all through next week. And we lead with tomorrow's news today because rote, though they sometimes can be, this will be the first full quarter of bank earnings since the regional banking crisis of this past spring. And because if you know what you're looking for, bank earnings can tell you some things about our economic future. Marketplace's Samantha Fields gets us going.
Think of bank earnings like a thermometer for the economy, regional banks for local economies, and big banks,
they're effectively a thermometer of the U.S. economy.
Nathan Stovall is director of financial institutions research at S&P Global Market Intelligence. There are a few main things he'll be looking at as those earnings reports start coming out tomorrow, including what's going on with deposits and with loan portfolios.
Are they becoming less willing to lend because they're worried about where we are in the economic cycle and potential problems ahead?
And are banks starting to see any warning signs, like borrowers falling behind on loans, especially commercial real estate loans?
Is it business as usual? Are they preparing for stress? Are they clamoring for more deposits?
All of that, he says, can tell us a lot. Stephen Kelly at the Yale Program on Financial Stability says these second quarter earnings should be especially interesting,
because the bank crisis really happened in March,
near the end of the first quarter.
So it was hard to see exactly all those effects play out from just Q1. So we'll see a full quarter of sort of post-crisis bank activity, and that will give us a good sense of how things have changed inside banks since then.
How they're doing financially, and also how they're reading the economy. But Anat Admati, a professor of finance at the Stanford Graduate School of Business, says there's also plenty that bank earnings reports don't reveal. Case in point.
So I just went for fun to see the last two earnings reports of First Republic Bank. If you looked at them January, the quarter four reports, things were great, completely great. I mean, everything was up, everything was wonderful.
But by late April, when First Republic put out its first quarter earnings report, things were not so rosy. And just 1 week later, the bank collapsed. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.